everybody. What's up? Good afternoon. Welcome. It's time once again when we got 3:30 on the East Coast. Noon 30, is that what we call it? No, 12:30 out there on the West Coast. No, I am not the DFS Almanac. Dan Bach, as we get ready for another draft live. If you like snake drafts, well, guess what? This is the show for you because we're going to be engaging in a handful. You can kind of check out our strategy here as we will do our weekly draft. We will also invite you guys into a 10-man live snake draft on the draft app. So if you haven't done so already, make sure you go in there and use the promo code Grinders when you sign up. Look at that. Look at Siri suddenly pop up on screen and trying to decipher what I'm talking about. But nonetheless, we are going to be doing this on our app, which is available in the App Store for your iPhone, also for Google Play. Joining me as they do each and every Thursday, we've got the man known as the Siege, CJ Kaltenbach. What's going on, Sieger?
Hey, what's going on? So I got a question for you real quick. Mark Ingram or Melvin Gordon? Head-to-head draft. I'm finishing one up here. Who'd you take?
Melvin Gordon, and I wouldn't even think twice.
All right.
And you notice
on board?
I didn't even hear the question.
Melvin Gordon or Mark Ingram?
Tony is way too busy counting his big T-bucks, by the way, as he has been dominating Major League Baseball, still on the baseball grind. And maybe it's time that you turn your attention here to some snake drafts, because I see a lot of runner-ups for you and not a lot of W, my man.
I did get a W in our little professional draft last week, though. That was my only W of the week, I think.
Oh, well, you know what? I got the W that really matters, and it's called the Thursday Afternoon Siege Bucks League.
Where was the results? Can we see the results from last week?
Okay, we can go through some of my results from last week so you can kind of take a look and see where I won. There is a win against Big T right there. There is a win against Britt Devine. There is a win against the Siege. And
What about that one down there where it said not a W right there on the expert forum? You lost 77-51, it says.
Yeah, but that was just the expert. I won the expert of the expert, the deep draft. So, but of course, the one that really matters is Thursday Afternoon Siege Bucks, and yours truly.
I moved up to second, though. I'm climbing.
Yeah, you did. You climbed. The Siege, of course, was Brandon Cooks. Did you know favors that day, Tony? You avoided Willie Snead, at least. I'll give you that.
I had a solid team. Look at that. That was pretty good distribution there. I can't believe you beat me.
That's pretty incredible team right there.
And you had Julio. Wow.
And I had Julio. So we'll be drafting this one again. This is our recurring league, and yours truly has not lost yet. So if we go to my drafts, we can see that's an old league. We've got the – afternoon, 5 minutes and 23 seconds left in this one before we will draft that up. And then we do a 10-man after this, too. So they'll throw a 10-man up in the lobby. And let's take a look at the winner of that one last week, because I had some good teams. This was not one of them, where I finished ninth. Siege finished eighth.
How did my team with J.H.I.E. beat you, Dan?
Oh, my team was awful.
I beat you with Jay Ajayi.
Well, you get 2 points from your first overall pick. What do you expect? So in a 10-man.
Trust me, I lost a lot of draft dollars with Julio Jones. So you don't need to tell me.
But we got to give credit to Mr. Chicken here, Britt Devine, with a second-place finish there. Pretty well-rounded team. Obviously, Marvin Jones and Evans were really what carried him. But the winner of this one was HeHateMe21. So he's going to get himself a Roto Grinders hoodie.
With the Tevin Coleman pick. Wow.
I think I remember mocking the Tevin Coleman pick, too.
I'm pretty sure I said it wasn't as bad as you think. Oh. I'm going to go back and look at that tape. I'm pretty sure I was not as low on on Coleman as you guys. So.
I was definitely low on Tevin Coleman.
42 yards, and I mean, he just got in the box three times.
You guys can keep fading him if you want in these shootout games. He's going to do that kind of Danny Woodhead type role. That's his thing.
Three catches.
He's the Danny Woodhead of this Atlanta offense.
Hey, Big T, he still had Aaron Rodgers. He still had he had Jordy. You know, he actually played the the quarterback wide receiver combo. And we talked about in a 10 man, the advantages you get to that. And sure enough, it paid off for him. So he hate me 21 will get himself a Roto Grinders hoodie. And we certainly will run that one back here in just a little bit. See where we're sitting. Have you run any preliminary drafts yet, Siege?
Yeah, I actually finished up one just a minute ago as we were hopping on air with Ram the Goat. So I've got some practice this week.
See, I love that CJ actually tries to practice his drafts before we get into these because he's sick and tired of losing to me, Big T. So, you know, smart move there, CJ. But week four's looking to be a fun one. Again, we're going to run – you know what we should do? We're going to do this time too is when you decide to make your own with your friends – we haven't done this in the past. I still want to put Josh the AC guy in.
But... I want to challenge Mom and Dad Bach I've seen up front.
They're in Alabama. They can't play, unfortunately. But we'll have to do some of these QB only, running back only, wide receiver, tight end only drafts this go around. How's that sound?
I like that expert one. That thing was that was fun.
Yeah, expert's great too. So
quarterback only was fun. I played a couple of those last week. That was a challenge.
Yeah, can you do quarterback only when you get rid of the top 10 or something, too?
Well, you can run it back, though, just like anything else.
I think we may have a challenge on our hands coming up. Well, we're 2 minutes away from the draft. I've got the first pick. Big T sitting in the two hole. The Siege will be on the end with the double pick in the first round. And looking at things here, I'm pretty happy with where I'm sitting here. Obviously, handful of guys that I've got my eye on. Running back, interesting.
Can't wait to watch you take Zeke again.
Do I want to take David Johnson with the first pick? Do I want to go Antonio Brown? Do I play Thursday night and get A.J. Green? I'll tell you this much. I'm not taking a quarterback.
I'll tell you this much. Neither am I.
So we'll definitely, be able to check out our strategy here as we draft this one. Also, real quick, we'll check out the lobby. I want to show you what they're doing here, and that is scheduled larger field drafts. So you can see they've got one pretty much every hour on the hour from 4 until 8:30, and including a couple every 30 minutes. And these are fun. Again, you'll see the strategy that goes into these 10-man drafts. And it is very different, and I think right up a lot of our viewers' alleys. So it's kind of a good way to try and fill a 10-man tournament because obviously nobody really wants to wait around that often. But if you schedule them, I think they're learning that they'll fill a little bit better. So you got a few high stakes, including a $50 six-man there, and then lots of $20 10-man. So jump in those. And, of course, we'll get our own 10-man going here once we get wrapped up with the – Thursday afternoon Siege Bucks League, which gets started in 30 seconds. So here's your chance, boys.
Look, we got to step up. There's no excuses at this point. Like, we got to shut. We can't let Dan win again. Like, we've got to step up and get the job done. It's just that's it. You know, we're kind of like the 0-3 team that needs a must win if they want to have any chance of the playoffs. Like, this is just a must win game.
You're the Jacksonville Jaguars of play draft. Is that what you're telling me?
I was going to go with a team that I think has a little more upside, but sure, we can go with that.
Excuse me, draft. I got to get it right. All right, let's get into our picks. I've got 20 seconds to do it. Oh, man, Le'Veon Bell looks so enticing there. A.J. Green, Antonio Brown. I'm actually going to go with Le'Veon Bell here today. He's going to be my first pick in our three-man Siege Bucks draft. You approve of that one, Siege?
It's fine. So I'm going to get A.J. Green here on the wraparound. And the question is now, do I go David Johnson or do I go Julio? I'm really high on both guys. I think I'm going to take David Johnson. I think wide receiver is a little deeper.
Interesting.
You're not high on Robinson? You're not high on Johnson this week?
I didn't say that. I don't want to give away too much of what I'm thinking here. We can discuss afterwards, but I'm fine with David Johnson. Oh, Big Mel. Big Mel.
Big Mel wants to come home. I'm tilted. You took my Le'Veon Bell. I thought for sure I was getting him.
DeAndre Hopkins is my pick for certain here. And now the question is, their running back?
Big Zeke.
Big Zeke sitting there for me? Or do I go Julio in a tougher matchup here?
Tough matchup? Oh, boy. I mean, I should have kept my mouth shut if I can get Julio in the third round, potentially.
But. I mean, it's, maybe I'll just take him just to tilt you a little bit. I don't think that was a question, David Johnson or Julio Jones. I think it's David Johnson all day long.
I'm just really high on Julio Jones this week. I think if you look at anything, I'm just – that game's going to shoot out, and the Carolina defense is what we call overrated.
And Big T, I guarantee you he's scrolling. Oh, Jarvis Landry for Big T.
Oh, is he even going to play?
He's going to play.
He's going to play. Fine. I heard he was fine, good to go.
Oh, wow.
Quarterbacks, definitely a lot of people waiting on QB. Could this be – I mean, Siege, you want your Cam Newton? You want Cam? Now's your time to better take him. Oh, the Zeke.
I love Zeke this week.
You can't take DB's boy. That's his guy.
My boy. I'm all over him now. That he was my boy starting last week. You know what? There's so many good wide receivers. I'm going to take Cam. He's just going to go off this week.
Not really too much on Cam Newton for my salary cap games this week, but in this format, if he was going to be around for me, I probably would have taken him.
That's good. I mean, I think he's in salary cap format. He's going to be what you require to win $1 million this week.
You think?
That game's going to be the highest scoring game of the week.
Hot take from the Siege.
Why do we think the Carolina defense is good? They have yet to stop any of these terrible passing attacks they've stopped, and now they actually have to face a good one.
Let's see here. Now, this is not a good spot for me here. I got 9 seconds. I don't like really any of these.
The scroll move.
Go with C.J. Anderson here against Tampa.
Oh, that's a panic pick.
It's kind of a panic pick, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, man. I mean, Kirk Cousins, maybe, but do we want to take him here? I hate Phillip Rivers. I think he's so overrated every week.
Oh, Dan's back in the scramble mode. This scroll is great.
Again?
He's got nothing.
I took our draft cheat to doppelganger here today.
You've taken my pick twice this week. Yeah, I wanted Cousins. I never dreamed you guys would take Cousins on me.
I think Cousins is a solid option this week for tournaments. The problem is just I like him naked. I don't think I'm going to stack him with one of those guys unless it's Jordan Reed. Just because the targets get distributed all the place.
Yeah.
There's so many good wide receivers on this board right now. It just comes down to which one do I want. Oh, man. You know what? I'm just going to take the guy. He's been a goat every week, and there's just no reason he's going to stop now.
Boom, let's check him out. We've got Kirk Cousins, Le'Veon Bell, C.J. Anderson, Hopkins, and Jones, Breeze, Melvin, Miller, Antonio Brown, Jarvis Landry, and Cam Newton, David Johnson, Zeke, A.J. Green, and Marvin, going to Marvin. I'm literally on the island of not being super excited about Marvin this week, so.
Why?
And here's the worst thing is I don't even have a good reason for it. I just think they're actually going to funnel a little bit more to Golden Tate here. And I think he's fine for cash games, but I think it's going to be busted chalk this week for Marvin Jones. We'll see.
I was right on the end. I don't think he's going to be chalky. Why does everyone think he's going to be chalky?
I didn't think so, but I'm starting to think it now because everybody like you and Beer Makers Fan, Tip and Pick, everybody who I've done a show with so far this week is like, first player I'm plugging in is Marvin Jones. So.
Marvin Jones is going to be super chalky. There's no doubt about it.
I think he will.
I might have less in the field, but he's going to go off.
All right. It's time for you to play against us. And what we want you to do is you see this 10-man on the draft app, join it. We're going to get in this one. We are going to play – a $10 10-man draft when it fills. The winner of this one will get a Roto Grinders hoodie. We'll get bragging rights over us. And it's funny because I was looking at there we go. I pressed the wrong button so everybody can see my apps. But I was looking at last time's 10-man draft, and there was some trash talk in here. Snorlax said my team was kind of awful, and then he laughed at me that I don't know what a Snorlax is. Tony, do you know what a Snorlax is?
Oh, I definitely don't know what a Snorlax is.
CJ, do you know what a Snorlax is?
I think I do.
Pretty sure. Is it something we're not allowed to talk about on the show?
I'm pretty sure we can. I'm just going to quickly use the Google just to, yeah, he's the Pokemon.
That takes the fun away if you Google it.
I mean, I thought it was like something from the Urban Dictionary that was very obscene.
It's the Pokemon that just sleeps all the time.
It's the Pokemon that just sleeps all the time. Okay, well, I don't feel so bad that I didn't know what it was. But let's see who we're going against here today. We've got the returning champion here in He Hate Me, trying to go back-to-back. The Siege, Tanstro's fan, he's going to be in this one. We've got 1-2 Punch. Obviously, our boy Big T, me, stealing Big T's picks. We've got Slow Your Troll. I love that name. Jax made it in. Good old Eric.
Yes, dead money, Jax.
Jax always.
We've got the chicken in Brett Devine. And then rounding us off, we've got Secret Sauce 27. So there we go. That is the that's the setup. So here we go. The draft's already started. Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, the obvious early picks gone. There goes David Johnson. So gonna get some of the obvious plays out of the way. Julio Jones next up and Big T on the board. He could be scrolling here. We're at 17 seconds, and he's
not scrolling. He's deciding if he wants to load the
Melvin wagon. Gordon, fifth overall, guys. Come on.
Is he still playing the Saints?
He's going to let us down this week. Like
against the Saints?
Yeah, I think that's a worthy pick. Absolutely. Saints are cool.
We looked at the running backs against the Saints have been good, but they've been all pass-catching guys. If you look at the guys that run vertically against up and down – 14 for 59 in week one, 13 for 47 in week two. I think Dexter McCluster is going to have a big role this weekend.
I mean, I think Marvin can catch the ball, though. I mean, or Melvin, excuse me. Marvin,
yeah, but if he's only getting like 60 yards, like you're in trouble. Like you're going to need that pass-catching game, and I don't know if you really want to be relying on the pass game when he's going to be this chalky.
Like, do you really think they're going to be behind against this team that's just terrible on the road?
I think that the Chargers are really due for a letdown game here.
Okay. Well, I think
I would much rather take Ezekiel Elliott over Melvin Gordon.
How about that, Big T?
Just so many plays against
Big T. Just calling you out, Big T.
You ran 30 times last week. 30 times.
That's a Siege take, though. Like,
how is that a Siege take? How is that a hot take? He's got the best offense.
Why it's a hot take?
It's not a hot take. If Ezekiel Elliott and Melvin Gordon were the same price in DFS, you would play Ezekiel Elliott.
No, I sure wouldn't. Not in a million years.
Tony, you know where my DMs are. I would gladly do Ezekiel Elliott versus Melvin Gordon this week.
Deal.
All right.
Here we go. Now we're starting to get in some tougher decisions here. DeMarco Murray, Mark Ingram, Allen Robinson. The latest picks. I'm coming up here pretty soon. I'm very happy with my AJ Green pick there. Very happy to have him. I think he's going to have a monster day. You see his prop? I think it's like 87 with juice on the over tonight on yards. Love that.
I hope so. I need him. I need him on that Monday, Thursday slate to come through. I really hope you're right.
Okay, Cam Newton off the board. So let's see what we got here. Could be doing some scrolling here, boys. Guess I'll go back to CJ Anderson. I'm not going to lie. When I get a team on one team, I don't mind going back to it and putting my eggs in one basket. I don't need to hedge like some people in this. I don't need to do that. So
we got the Big T scrolling. Looks like he's scrolling. Oh, Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham. That's a good pick. Potentially. I don't know. I mean, Monday night, that's a tough matchup, but the guy has zero touchdowns in 3 weeks. Like,
he's a primetime player. He makes plays on Monday night.
That's true. Shrewd pick, Big T. Shrewd pick. Speaking of scrolling, the Siege is.
Yeah, I am a little bit, but I think I'm going to do this.
Garrett Blunt, like no homerism there from the New England Patriots fan in that pick.
I don't think so. Bill's defense has been really bad, and you know if he's gonna get a touchdown, like if his floor is one touchdown, sign me up.
Interesting pick. All right. Well, last week's champ, I think he's sporting a Roto-Grinder shirt on his
app. I see his logo. He is.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe he just went. Oh, I was totally going to take him on the wrap.
That's why he's the defending champion, because he's stealing Siege's picks.
Oh, that's a great pick. That is such a sharp pick. I cannot believe he just went there.
You're a Simeon believer there, Siege?
Oh, yeah. That's a really great pick. Wow, I got to, like, refocus here now. Oh, I was – that really blows up my entire plan. I was really
good. There's an obvious pick here for all you people that are not in Danbok Island. So just make it and move on.
Get your boy Marvin again. He's waiting for you.
It's right there for you. You took him last time, and you did. You took him last game when you could have had Emmanuel Sanders. There you go. I was going to say, like, if you didn't take him, that's a fraud of a pick. It's an obvious one, Siege.
I was just so mad. Like, I really thought Emmanuel Sanders was going to slide. This is a problem when I have a show, like, 2 hours before this one. I give out all my sleepers, and everyone in chat knows what's going on.
Oh, I love it. Do you think he hate me watch that show?
Did you not just take Marvin Jones before Sanders in the other draft?
He did.
Yeah, I did. I think
that's so what's the issue.
I think I was going to go a little bit different this time. Like, I thought Sanders was going to fall farther. I didn't think Jones was going to get back to me. I thought he was going to take Marvin Jones on the turn.
The girly man going, you know, two touchdowns against that tough Bucs D last week. Let's see if he can do it again. There you go, Big T. Way to stay in form with Jarvis Landry. I like that.
I can't make fun of Siege and then do the same thing by not taking him.
Let's see what we got here. Man, I really like Alshon. I think he's going to play.
It's tough. You can't win with a zero, though. Like, I found that out the hard way this week.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Scramble.
The scroll. 1 second. He didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
He didn't get it all.
Drew Brees. How did I do?
Oh, the
how come whenever you get defaulted, you just fall into the nut quarterback, though? Like that Cam Newton week where you just fall into 30 points?
I guess you could do worse than Breeze, but that really wasn't the way I was looking to go. So
you can definitely do worse than Breeze.
Now, if all my picks were not, like, fully visible, maybe I would set a cue. So, you know, when I panic like that and it auto-picks, it uses my cue. But I can't do that. Because
it feels like excuses, Dan. There's this old thing. It's called a notepad. A notepad where you write down your picks.
I don't know what that is, Siege. I'm not. That's old man Smizzle life right there. No world. Come on, who are you? Like Smizzle and Cheese are the notepad guys. But you know what? They both won millions of dollars playing this game. Maybe you should start moving to the notepad. Look at the chicken taking Andrew Luck out there. I'm not sure.
Well, that's a very poor pick by Mr. Britt Devine in this spot. To be honest,
I like Luck this week.
He still can't throw the football deep. Why do you like him? How many slants can he throw to T.Y. Hilton before teams figure it out?
This is literally do or die week for Jacksonville.
Brett just said in chat, I did not want Luck. He scrambled. So.
He scrambled too. See, these 10-mans are tricky. They are very, very tricky.
Yeah, it gets interesting.
Terrell Pryor. Where do you fall on Pryor, Siege?
I'm sorry?
Where do you fall on Pryor this week?
I had 80% last week, so I'm back on the train.
Good for you. You must have had a good week then last week.
I did not have a ton of Rodgers and Marvin Jones, but it still was a profitable week.
Crane is – apparently we're doing some draft with Crane, but I don't know. We're going to ignore him for a bit.
That seems like an optimal strategy, Dan.
Yeah, I think so. So I don't default my pick. I should probably start looking again. Here we go.
The Cooks man's going to bounce back this week for uh-oh, the scroll's starting to happen.
I think if Snead is in, I love Cooks. If Snead is out, I want no interest in Cooks. You'll see a similar situation where Jason Verrett will be on him.
You know, I know it's not a great matchup, but the guy's been getting like 14 targets a game in Mike
Evans. I love Mike Evans this week as a
contributor. Like, I'm okay against, you know, Denver, obviously the elite defense, not where you want, but I took him at four or five. I'm okay with that. Chat's probably laughing at me. I can't. I don't monitor the chat versus these shows, but
I'll tell you, there's been no complaints so far about it.
That's good.
You're
on the board, Siege.
I am on the board. I got two guys. I'm choosing.
Don't time out. Whatever you do, I've already done that. Jeremy Hill. I almost went there. I think he could have a good game tonight.
Yeah, trying to decide what quarterback I want to take. And the guy around here, I'm going to go ahead and take the running back I want here. I think it's a good spot for him.
Anybody going to take Jordan Reed, we think? Siege, maybe? Next pick?
I need a quarterback, so I cannot.
Oh, you're out?
Yeah, I have Antonio and Marvin. So,
see if he hate me, takes one. Jeremy Maclin. A lot of steam on Maclin on some of the shows that I'm listening to and watching here, Siege.
Yeah, I think it's a little too much on FanDuel. I think I have DraftKings, I understand it. But, like, I would just much rather have Emmanuel Sanders this week at the same price point on FanDuel.
I don't mind him knowing this format right now. Like, when you see who's coming off the board, like...
Oh, yeah, I think he's, like, one of those safe guys. He kind of reminds me of, like, the wide receiver version of Blunt. I don't think he's ever going to kill your team.
Theo, hot take here, Siege. Dwayne Washington outscores Theo this week.
No chance. The Dwayne Washington hype. That's a type train that's just...
There's not even any hype. Who's hyping him?
Everybody's hyping him. Where have you been? All I've heard all day is Dwayne Washington this, Dwayne Washington this. You know, shout out to Cameron getting asking me about Dwayne Washington. This Dwayne Washington is not sneaking under the radar.
I like Dwayne Washington over Theo Riddick this week.
No chance. He's not even going to get – like, the problem is the Lions never just run the football in traditional formats. They're always running out of pass sets, and they're going to leave Theo in there for the vast majority of those. It's going to be a 65-35 Theo to Dwayne Washington split. It's just the wrong offense for Dwayne Washington.
But if it gets near the goal line, he's the one who's going to get it. He can get
it. No, he's not.
Why not?
Okay, all right, Dan. Who do you think is in the top five in running back red zone touches this year?
Well, I got to make a pick here, see. So I can't
hurry up and make a pick.
Conversation right now. And I almost want to take Dwayne Washington just to spite you. Just
go ahead, please.
Shove it in your face. Zero. But I'm not going to. We'll take some Devontae Freeman. Maybe not the ideal pick, but he gets an
running back. Got ugly there at the end.
I sure did.
So DeMarco Murray has 5 red zone targets. Bilal Powell actually has 5 red zone targets. And then Theo Riddick in second with 4 red zone targets this year.
Red zone targets. How many red zone runs does he have?
Well, that's a good question. So let's go to running back touches. And I don't see if they have – let's see. Do you guys have that somewhere?
I'm not the tools guy here.
Yeah, I'm not a great.
Tool,
I'm not a great.
I'm not the tools guy.
Yeah, I'm not a good target. But he's definitely gotten red zone carries. He's scored on a couple this year already.
All right, so he's not buying the Dwayne Washington hype.
If you want more, I went on a really big rant on it on the podcast last night.
Okay. All right, wrapping up this this draft. Here we go. Let's quickly go through these teams. Last week's champ, Stafford, Bell, Riddick, Sanders, Maclin. I don't think he's going
to. You just need to know what he thinks of Riddick. I mean, the champ has him.
Ryan, Blunt, Howard. You took Jordan Howard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Antonio Brown, Marvin Jones, Dalton, David Johnson, Gurley, Hilton, Reed.
The Gurley man.
Carr, Hyde, Hill, Jones, Cooper.
True.
Let's see what Big T has. Cousins, Gordon, Ware, Beckham, Landry.
And you're counting on Charles being out, huh?
I just – that last running back pick was a struggle for me.
Yeah, Ware will still get run even if Charles plays.
I think it's a ballsy pick, Big T. I actually, like, really like it for Thursday lock contests.
C.J. Freeman, Green, Evans. It's for me. I guarantee that does not finish ninth or worse this week. Newton, Miller, Sims, Benjamin Thomas, Roethlisberger, Christian Michael, Isaiah Crowell, Hopkins, Fitzgerald.
I like that team.
Isaiah Crowell.
Michael's an awful pick against the Jets this week.
Luck, Elliott, Murray, Pryor, Cooks for the chicken. And lastly, Rivers, Ingram, McCoy, Allen Robinson, and Alshon Jeffery.
Who'd Britt get? Who's on Britt's squad?
He was the chicken.
You scrolled quick.
All right, let's see. We're going to go and we're going to run a challenge versus the Siege. What do we want to do, Seizure?
We want to do quarterback only?
Is that what you want to do, quarterback? How about wide receiver?
We can do wide receiver. That's fine by me.
Wide receiver, tight end. Let's give that a run. All right. You've been matched up versus the Siege, and I'm up with the first pick. Antonio Brown. Boom. Done. We're definitely going to have to go too deep on this one, Siege.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing as I kind of was just picking my guys.
Yeah, receiver's the worst when the first draft because they're all so equal.
All right. And I do like Allen Robinson. He's getting all the looks in that offense.
I was really counting on him being there still.
It's nothing better when somebody says that and then you took him. It's a really good feeling. Wow. Marvin, I'm glad you took him because I don't want any piece of him. Now it gets a little bit.
I thought about leaving him on the board just to tempt you, but he's just too good of a play to let you take that chance.
I'm going to play the Big T narrative and say Odell Beckham on Monday Night Football has.
I'm just stunned that he just went eighth in a receiver draft.
I'm playing the Siege. What do you expect?
I mean,
Odell Beckham's got a tough matchup this week. It's no cakewalk. I actually really like Sterling Shepard's matchup, actually, if I'm playing a wide receiver from that game.
Is it a
really good matchup this week?
Is it Alshon or is it Larry Fitz there, Big T?
Oh, it's Larry Fitz. The Bears are a disaster.
Okay. Take that final pick so we can run this one back here, Siege.
Yeah, I am. Sorry.
All right. We'll put our 10 on this one.
That matchup's going to be a complete whitewash.
Wow. You already – okay. I got it. Yeah, I'm going to just wipe the floor with him here. Let's draft now.
All his value, guys, he got, but there's no salaries on that draft.
Why is it – oh, did you send an invite as I did? Yeah, okay. Sorry. Here we go.
This one, it gets good here.
Yeah, it gets really good here. It's a pretty deep, deep, deep draft here. Let's start with one of my favorite picks of the week here for tournaments.
Kelvin Benjamin. I'm going to go with Big T's boy, Jarvis Landry.
You must have liked my picks today. You're picking them all day.
He's just trying to trail you, man. Talia, you're hot.
I am.
What's going on?
That's what you do. You trail the hot guy right now. I'm going to go Alshon. I still think Hoyer is going to have to pass. That defense stinks. And look at Alshon's numbers last year versus the Lions. Really, really good.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks has been on the board too long here. I have to take him. And a guy that I think is really sneaky, gets a really good matchup that we haven't talked about yet. Doug Baldwin against the Jets secondary.
Okay. Talked about Macklin. I'm going to roster him up. I think he's fine. And then I've got one more.
Don't you hate when he's just like on – your guy is on his screen and you're just like
– or you're staring at it.
Go with Mike Evans.
All right, good. Best play of the week if you are playing the Monday night slate. The best play you can play.
Stephon Diggs.
Not amazing, bad. Amazing spot against this Giants secondary. And he's going to be so low owned. Because if you're playing that Thursday slate, you're playing it for Thursday or those Sunday morning guys. Monday night guys are going to be way under owned.
Huge
spot this week.
Why not run a little Sam Bradford, Stephon Diggs in some Thursdays through Monday tournaments?
I do. I actually even have Sam Bradford inside my top 10. I love that spot this week. Kyle Rudolph, also another good play if you're playing that Monday night slate. Second most tight end targets on the season.
Yeah, he's mega cheap in salary cap this week, Sam Bradford. So there you go. Landry, let me add our $10 deal there. Boom, there we go.
Go another round. Let's see what you guys are made of.
Want to go one more?
Let's do
one more. Do another draft with the Siege? Of course.
Oh.
What does that mean?
It means they don't have players to go that deep. You guys are going in the archives.
Oh, all right.
I think I screwed that up. I think that's my fault.
screwed that one up?
Yeah, I think I did that. I think that's my fault.
All right, well, let's see. Let's see what we got in the lobby here. Yeah, let's run this one. We can draft as a team here, guys. We're drafting first. So this is a team. Let's see. DB team each. Is that what we would call us? Or would it be Siege 730? I don't know. But anyway, we got the first pick, guys, in a six-man. First overall for us, Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown. You know what? We've got to let Big T make this pick.
Le'Veon Bell's just – anytime he's playing, he's my number one pick overall.
Are you not concerned that they're going to put him on a little bit of a carry count?
None.
They didn't last year.
He's the GOAT. Like, goaters are going to go.
That was 1 week versus three, right? Wasn't he only suspended 1 week last year?
I mean, it doesn't matter what. He's just – he's the GOAT.
All right, well, then we'll go with Le'Veon Bell.
By the way, Dan, I also figured out what I had done wrong with our third round. So
what was the problem?
We can go back if we want.
Okay. Let's get this one going. All right, we've got – who's playing here today? We've got SBB. SBB in here on this six-man. So we've got a three-man. We did a 10-man. Now we're in the six-man, and we've done a few head-to-head. So this is good. I haven't tried multi-tabling drafts at the same time. Have you done that, CJ, where you've got more than one going at the same time?
Yes, it gets very confusing.
I was going to say, it's probably fairly – I could, you know, I timed out in a 10-man draft. How could I run multiple of these at the same time?
I had four going the other night on Saturday night.
At one time?
Well, because I had them all posted, all the limits, and they all got scooped at once.
You don't have just pre-rankings in there, Tony, for
your head? Yeah, I do, but I still like to look at it while it's going. So the defaults didn't hurt me or nothing.
Okay, the Barber is on the pick, or is in this draft. I like this. We got some new names here, the Barber. These guys are going slow, though. I don't know. They're auto-picking here.
I do like that name, the Barber. That's a solid name.
I do kind of like the Barber. Drew Brees. Terry Saturn is up. Who else do we have in this one?
Trey Brown.
Big Rich.
If you take Drew Brees in the first round, you hate money.
No, he timed out.
Oh, well. Then he still hates money.
I mean, I timed out in, like, the third round, so I guess it's not quite as bad.
In a 10-man.
He would know about all the money, about hating money, loving money. That's his specialty right now.
Look at all those big guns sitting there. I think we might get Zeke this go-round here, Big T.
We get Zeke. That'd just be DB winning all the money.
Hey, you got to take him. Every week he wins for you. He's on the winning squad. He's just a winner.
He's a winner. He's on Team DB. Not this week, though. CC just trying to
take my guy. Did Zeke take him this week in the three-man?
Yeah, I was super high on Zeke last week.
Oh, that's not good for us.
Timing out here, guys. Come on, you enter a draft. Like, be ready. Although, we have to admit, a good move by draft to move from 15 seconds to 30 seconds.
Yeah, the 15 was brutal.
It was way too fast. I'd be timing out left and right.
You can even be prepared in timeout at 15 seconds.
All righty. Did I see Trevor Siemian just get picked? Hold on. Big Rich. Took Siemian and C.J. Anderson.
Speaking of hating money.
I mean, who says there's no edge?
I was going to say, what's that username again real quick here?
Oh, man. I mean,
what Big Rich, I'm calling you out, man. That's not smart play. That's like literally like the worst thing you'd want to do on a sixth team. Take the same quarterback and running back. From a battle.
That's not even like taking Big Ben and Le'Veon Bell or something. Wow.
Julio.
He's going to win this week, too, I'm sure.
He will not win this week. I will guarantee that. He does not win this thing. All right. Let's see what we got sitting there. Zeke is there waiting for us. We're going to get two monsters here, guys. See, the 10-mans are sharp. Maybe these, like, random 6-mans aren't so sharp here.
I mean, we got some smart listeners, so it's definitely.
I mean, I don't even know if these guys are watching this show. Are they? Is Big Rich in chat? I mean, I have to imagine chat just kind of.
I think it's just literally a random person.
Yeah, chat. Chat is. So, there's been a lot of siege hate in chat, but this is making me look really smart.
All right, well, we got Ezekiel Elliott.
Somebody's defending it in chat, though. Capone, 1-2-3-3.
Okay, what do we got here, guys? We want Allen Robinson.
No, we do not want Allen Robinson.
Oh, well, you got two wide receivers and a QB. We need.
We want Beckham, the GOAT, that's going to just go banana nuts on
Monday. Take Allen Robinson. We don't want Beckham.
Oh God, you guys! I'm glad you don't like him.
I'm taking the whole. I'm a homer. I got.
You guys watched Beckham on the Monday Night Football? Like, are you guys kidding me?
Did you watch the Minnesota secondary? Really, really good against pretty much everyone they've played.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
At home.
You guys worry about coverage way more than I do with the elite receivers.
It's just there's so many options on that Giants team. Like, if he was the only show in town, that's one thing. But
he's going to get on the board. He hasn't.
No, I agree he's going to get on the board. I don't know.
You're going to see that Beckham just – everyone's going to be reading his name as he's sprinting towards the end zone.
I mean, we know that Big Rich is going to go ahead and draft Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas in these next two picks, right? Like, that's going to happen. The only like saving grace you could have for him here would be maybe he goes for a game stack and takes Mike Evans or somebody. But even then, that's not very game theory optimal, I would say.
Yeah.
And this guy used Jeremy Hill and AJ Green from the same team.
That's slightly better.
But in a six-man? I mean,
this is a really good spot for you, Dan. If you don't cash this six-man, man.
I feel like it is as well.
This guy
took Breeze and Ingram. What is this? Am I missing something here? Like, do you have to take the same players from the same team? Was that something that somebody put in the chat with this draft?
I didn't know. I don't think so.
Simeon, Terry Saturn did not agree with that pick.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why.
This one's moving at a snail's pace.
Yeah,
Let's see what he's got ranked next. Come on, give me Emmanuel Sanders. I don't care at Blunt. Okay,
great. I think I just have to move Blunt down my rankings now.
and it makes it more tilting is that he's waiting to the last second on every pick. And the thing about it is, these have to be pre-ranks because the auto pick isn't taking Semien. There's no chance.
This has been a draft. Is this lowball?
It's not. Lowball. Come on. Demaryius, we got him. Yes.
Three. He didn't even take Sanders. He even took the wrong guy.
Oh, man. Again, this is funny. Lamar Miller, good pick there.
How is Lamar Miller even still there? All these guys have gone and Lamar Miller was still out there?
He was. Solid pick. I just can't wait to see who Big Rich is going to take in his last pick.
Like, I can't wait.
He's probably going to take – can you take a kicker? I guess you can't take a kicker. Who would be the tight end from – let's see. He would have to take – wide receiver. Virgil Green, maybe? Maybe Emmanuel Sanders will be there, and he'll take him.
Well, I hope Emmanuel Sanders is.
We can only hope. Okay, guys, we've got – let's see what our team is. We got quarterback and wide receiver left.
We should take Emmanuel Sanders, clearly. We got to fight against that Simeon team.
No way. I'm going to leave that. I want to leave that there.
Just to see if he takes it.
That guy takes it. Anybody who's in this draft – don't take it. Let Big Rich have it in the final pick so we can have a real big chuckle when it's all said and done.
What happens when Denver scores like 45 points and you get your butt kicked?
You know it's
going to come back on this next week. You need a lot of crow. A lot of crow. All right. Todd Gurley went. Okay, we got QB.
Big Ben for me, I think.
Cousins I like. And then these are our wideouts. What do you guys think?
I mean, I think it's Fitz and I think it's Big Ben, but I don't know what Big T thinks.
I like Cousins and I don't know about – I like the Digger call. I don't know about in this draft, but I like
him. Yeah, it's just – I don't think we need to go that deep. I do like him a lot, but
Or do we go with Marvin? How do we take Marvin? What do you say about that?
I like Marvin better than Fitz.
All right. I mean, I assumed Marvin was a no-go for you, but if you're willing to do it, I think
you know what? Even as much as I hate Marvin this week, I can't win this draft with taking a guy I don't like, then you know what? I think it's a risk I'm willing to take.
For your last pick of the draft, even in a six-man, Marvin, I can't complain about that.
He went in our three-man, so, like, what does that say? Like,
I could say more than one thing.
Hey, you know, he's a solid pick in that three-man. He's going to go get two touchdowns, 150 yards, and then he'll be a whole lot of
– I love Marvin.
You know, normally, I would just get off of this real quick, but the suspense to see who is Emmanuel Sanders still out there, please?
Yes, he's out there, I think.
Yes, he is. Nobody take him, please. Like, what do we put the odds that Emmanuel Sanders is?
God, I hope he does it.
Even?
Even? No.
Maybe it's even.
If one of these jerks takes him before it, then I'm really going to be pissed off.
Has been the slowest draft in the history of the app.
I know, it really has. These guys are timing out. But you know what? Hey, extra DB bucks. That's all I about here.
Yeah. It's definitely DB bucks. You're like minus 220 to win a six man.
Christine Michael. Okay, come on. This guy Terry Saturn. So he's quick. He's out there. He's live.
And he can't even take a wide receiver, so we're good to go here.
All right. Let's see what happens. And the sad thing is we're gonna have to wait a full 30 seconds for Big Rich to make his pick, unfortunately. Come on, Terry. You got a QB. Just take Big Ben and move on. Just take Big Ben and move on.
That's good.
There you go. Come on. One time, baby.
I hope he's like in the chat and he's trolling.
I feel like we've got like, you know, we're playing a slot and we got a 7-7 and it's turning and it's like we're feeling it. It's gonna be a 7, right? Don't be a lemon. Don't be a lemon.
I'm going to be so disappointed if this isn't Emmanuel Sanders.
I know, me too. Like, incredibly disappointed. It's got to be. It's got to be.
The wheel's going to spin.
One. Two. Oh, okay. We get drama here. Ready? Let's see what it is. Oh, Benjamin. Boo. All that waiting for nothing.
That was weak.
All right, Siege, let's do this rapid fire, our third level of our wide receiver draft. So you're up. Let's go. And then we got to get out of here.
All right. Well, you've got the first pick, Dan.
I do. So I should stop talking and start drafting. Man, it's slim pickings over here, boys.
Yeah, this is going to be tough.
Oh, gosh, this is really tough. You know, I don't think Decker's going to play. I think Marshall's going to see the target. So
there's a guy out there that I just love.
Who's that? Marshall?
Well, I mean, I can't say it till one of you takes him.
Oh, okay. Mr. Edelman, I'm assuming that's not the pick.
That was not the pick.
Is that the other pick?
Jamison Crowder? No. Is that who you took?
Yeah.
So I do like Crowder.
Travis Benjamin here.
That's the guy.
I was looking at him. His target, he's just losing snaps though to Tyrell Williams at an alarming rate.
We'll go with some prior here, see what happens.
He wasn't coming back to you, that's for sure.
See if we can't have some fun with
this
that
is
one.
Super deep for that guy. Where's the Siege with his boy? There he is.
I like that one. I was going to take him. All right, Greg Olson. That leaves me a couple of picks here.
This is fun. This is really fun.
Wait till just keep going, too. It gets better and better.
Definitely keep going with wide receiver. There's no doubt.
You can go like 100 deep at receiver, easy.
I was going to say, Big T, we might have to do some head-to-head challenges here and get really deep at wide receiver.
Yeah, I like it. This is when it gets fun in here, especially with no time clock where you can actually scroll for a minute.
I think Golden Tate's going to do something this week, but I don't know if I've got the stones to take him.
He's let someone else make that pick.
Are you on this Kevin White bandwagon I'm seeing with some people?
I'm on the Steve Smith bandwagon.
The what bandwagon?
The 9 million target Steve Smith bandwagon.
Yeah, he's old. I prefer not to take him. All right, Sage, let's get this pick wrapped up so we can get on out of here.
So, Big T, would you take Crabtree or would you take?
I would take Steve Smith.
I'm not taking Steve Smith. That's not an option.
He has like 10 targets back weeks.
Crabtree or Fleener?
I mean, I would take neither, so I can't answer.
You know what? I'm going to give myself some Monday night exposure against Dan.
Sterling Shepard. There we go. Well, this is do we have to put some bucks on this one?
Sure, why not?
There we go. And you know what? We'll draft this one up another time, okay?
All right, sounds good. Okay.
So we got no time. Do we have a time limit on this one or no?
No, we can just draft it over time. There's no times on your
time. Okay, well, we'll go draft now, and then we'll do it later. All right, that's going to do it for us today on the Draft app, Draft Live. Again, if you haven't downloaded, as you can see, it's a lot of fun. You can do it all day. I'll tell you what, the best time to do this, too, you're like sitting in a doctor's appointment or, you know, waiting in line at the bank, wherever. You know what? Pull this out. Run some head-to-heads. Make sure you check out their scheduled drafts coming up a little bit later tonight in the Siege. Already issuing me challenges. You know I'm not going to say no to those. So check them out. The draft app, a whole lot of fun.
Oops, that was the wrong person.
For Big T, he is the Siege. I am Dan. We'll talk to you next week here on Draft Live on rotogrinders.com. Have fun, everybody. We'll see you.